I got to do whatever it takes to help our team win. And, you know, us being shorthanded tonight, I knew I was going to have to pick it up in a lot of facets of the game. But we got contributions from everybody. Everybody that played tonight, the bench was phenomenal. Tristan, JC once again, RJ, everybody who came in and played, man, they were phenomenal.
LeBron, how are you able to play through the no calls? It was 24-8 after three quarters, free throws in favor of the Thunder. I saw you and Coach getting after Danny. How do you play through that and not get frustrated?
Try to keep attacking, keep working your habits, and it gets frustrating sometimes, you know, because I'm a guy who attacks the paint a lot. I don't shoot many jumpers, and I don't get sometimes the benefit of the calls, but that's okay. I got to continue to push the envelope. I got to continue to be positive and continue to work our habits and work our game, and that's what I try to do tonight.
LeBron, 16 offensive rebounds, gave you 14 extra shots. Talk about the importance.
That's big time. And Double T was a recipient of most of those, man. That's one thing about him. You know, he played his game tonight. He was physical. At the point of attack, he got his second possessions, and we needed all of them.
LeBron, you ran through people sitting courtside before your career. Did that seem anything – was that anything out of the usual or anything different once you hit?
No, it wasn't anything out of the usual. Besides, I mean, obviously, the end result of it, but, you know – you know, for me, it's, you know, obviously, you know, her health is very important, and, you know, hopefully she's doing well. I think, the guys told us that she's doing great now. So, but, you know, going for a loose ball, just trying to, you know, keep a possession going, and I hate that was the end result of it.
Did you just go head over the back of your seat? Can you tell?
I have no idea. I know I went over to see it hit my head, but I don't know. I couldn't tell. I was only going for the ball.
LeBron, Coach Platt talked about this, but have you ever been concerned about the people fans sitting so close on the court?
No, I think it's a great experience for our fans, and that doesn't happen much. You know, it's unfortunate it happened tonight, but it doesn't happen much. And you know, our fans is why our game is so great. And sitting courtside is all part of the game, and it's pretty cool. I mean, if I was a fan, which I am a fan of the game, but I would love to sit courtside and watch games. So,
does Scott Adams dunk provide a little extra motivation for you?
No. First of all, his name is Steve and not Scott, but that's okay. He looks like a Scott, you know, because of the mustache, I guess. No, that's okay. I mean, you know, for me, I've been on both sides of that before. I've been dunked on before, and I think the other way around, I got that number up much more than the other side. So it's all part of the game.
LeBron, what was your thought process on that last shot with Westbrook, knowing that he needed the three?
I don't want to foul him. And I've learned from history of watching a lot of games. Westbrook tends to get those calls late in games, and he kind of flails and puts his feet out sometimes. And I didn't even want to put myself in a position where the referee could kind of make a call. I just want to try to get a contest, not lead a floor, and hopefully miss. If he make it, then we call a timeout. We got a chance to win a ball game. But he missed. I was able to clean glass and seal the game.
LeBron, how?
Traditional stats, but when he gets scoring like that, like what different dimension do you have?
I mean, his ability to screen and roll is a huge piece of our game. It's obviously he's not as high above the rim as DeAndre Jordan, but they got the same kind of impact offensively because you have to attend to a guy rolling like that, and if not, he's going to slam it home. And he made some big-time plays today. Also had a post move where he got to his left-hand jump hook on Cantor in the middle of the paint, caught some lobs from Deli, kept a couple of our shots that didn't go in, you know, gave us a second chance possession, and he was perfect tonight.
LeBron, you guarded both KD and Russell. What's the difference in guarding those guys, and how do you go through in your mind when you're on them what to do?
You just play tendencies. I know tendencies. I faced these guys in the finals before, and I faced them over the years. You cannot stop those two. You can only, contain them and make it tough. And when they raise the shoot, just don't foul them, because they shoot the free throws so well. Well, KD is long and athletic, and you can't. You're not going to block a shot. You want to get a contest. Well, Russ is a little bit more speed, so you try to gap him a little bit. But it's two dynamic players, and that's part of the reason why they're up there in the top of the West.
Kyrie's getting close, looks like. Can you evaluate how you guys have handled this with him out and other guys out to this point?
Us as a team.
Look at your record and like tonight's win.
We've just been playing ball. So our motto is next man up. There's no excuses around here. Was ever in the lineup, guys are ready to go. You know, Dele's been playing great. You know, until Mo got hurt last game, he has, and the young fella JC's been coming in playing great at the guard spot too. So, you know, like I said, we want to be full, but that's not our mindset. When it happens, we still got to go out and play the game, and we don't worry about it too much.
LeBron, at the end of the game, after you missed that free throw, you had a look on your face. I don't know if it was frustration. What was going through your mind there? What was that about?
I missed my only free throw of the game, and that hurt. It really hurt. If you know me, free throw shooting is something I want to clean up, and I've been doing that over the last 4 weeks. You know, so that one hurt right there. No pressure at all. Go up there. We up four, and I just jag it off. That was awful.
Yeah, I know it's one of 82, but biggest win of the year for you guys, considering who you played, primetime game in that or no?
Nah, every game is the biggest win for us. We're a team that has to get better and continue to get better. We're young, we're inexperienced. We've had, obviously we had 1 year last year, but we're still inexperienced as far as playing against so many teams. That team has been together for years. We just got to continue each game, each film session, each shoot around. We got to continue to get better. But, there's no biggest win of the season. Every win, every day is a win for us.
Hey, being a dad, what do you think of Dr. Shump?
I've seen him today for the first time since it happened. I told him I don't text message those moments. You know, I went in and gave him a real professional grown man handshake, not the handshakes that y'all see us do all the time. But I gave him a dad handshake and congratulated him on that. And that's pretty cool.